From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. A dangerous mix of rain, ice, sleet, and snow is expected to arrive this morning, according to the Missouri Department of Transportation. The winter storm is expected to last through the end of the week and could create dangerous driving conditions if temperatures drop significantly. The National Weather Service reports snow may begin around 8 a.m. this morning, will mix with rain around noon, and then the precipitation will become all snow after 9 p.m. According to the Columbia Missourian, all MU parking structures will close their top levels starting today. Addressing gun violence remains a contentious topic for lawmakers in Jefferson City, especially since Missouri's gun death rate is one of the highest in the country. But as Jacqueline Driscoll reports, Republicans and Democrats laid out two very different solutions yesterday.
House Democrats held a press conference to highlight legislation that would strengthen gun restrictions, such as red flag laws. But less than an hour later, some Senate Republicans presented one of their proposals, locking up violent offenders longer. Republican State Senator Tony Lueckemeyer from Parkville says it's time for common sense reform to Missouri's criminal code.
The justice system has stopped locking up many of the people that we're scared of. We must shift our focus towards policies that deter people from committing violence and remove violent offenders from our streets.
His proposal would lengthen the sentence of an armed criminal action from 3 years to no less than 5 years for a first offense and 10 years for a second. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Columbia residents continue to disagree over Airbnb regulations following last night's city council meeting. Public comment for the matter lasted nearly 3 hours. Residents brought up concerns like noise complaints and the city's ability to enforce regulations. Proposed rules for short-term rentals, like those provided by Airbnb, would limit single-family dwellings to 3 guests and other dwellings to 4. The property owner would have to be on the premises outside of work hours unless they designate a contact person with the city. They would also have to live at the residence at least 270 days of the year for the property to qualify as a hosted short-term rental. At last night's meeting, City Council also approved Raising Cane's conditional use permit, allowing the restaurant location to build a drive-through facility along Providence Road. The permit had previously been rejected by the Planning and Zoning Committee. In eastern Kansas City late Sunday, a man opened fire on a Kansas City nightclub, killing a woman and injuring at least 15 others before a guard killed him. Now, it's been discovered the gunman, 29-year-old Jahron Swift, had a previous weapons charge, which was dropped after Missouri lawmakers loosened the state's gun laws. The amount of water being released into the Missouri River from Gavin's Point Dam will be partially reduced to protect drinking water supplies. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers spokeswoman Eileen Williamson says this reduction will allow the level of Lewis and Clark Lake in Nebraska and South Dakota to stabilize. This will preserve the lake as a source of drinking water. The Corps is still committed to eliminating accumulated water in the Missouri River from last year. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.